You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today, 23 years after 9/11. God, that's just kind of
flew by, right?
It's, yeah. 23 years. Flew by. One of the things that the government did after 9/11 was to start something called National Preparedness Month to, you know, kind of, I guess, nudge Americans into being a little bit more prepared in case there is some sort of crisis or catastrophe or an emergency. They like to talk about, you know, if you've got 5 minutes to get out of your house, what is it that you're going to grab? And we want to say right up front, loved ones and pets are excluded from this list. We're going to assume that you are going to take your loved ones and your pets.
Yes.
So other than that, what do you think? What do you think you would grab? Jer, what are you
going
to grab?
Well, I'm going for the big three right off the bat. I'm grabbing my phone, I'm grabbing the laptop, and I'm grabbing the hard drives. And I'm throwing them in America's pickup and getting the hell out of there. I mean, because that's all your data, your records, your pictures. Those are the big three, I think. Phone, laptop, hard drives. How about you?
Yeah, phone, laptop for sure. Most of my, I have some hard drive stuff, but it's mostly backed up to Dropbox and stuff like that. But phone, laptop for sure. And then after that, I don't know. That's how unprepared I am. Phone and laptop. And then, yeah. And then it's like,
I mean, do you need like documents like your social, your birth certificate?
I mean, I don't know if I need that. I mean, you can get all of that stuff. Nice. So they quizzed a bunch of people and they put phone at number one, wallet or purse number two, and then in documents like passports, social security cards is number three. But to me, it's like, yeah, those are important, but as long as I've got my wallet on me, you know, because it's in my pocket
you
when
need
I
some
leave
ID.
The house anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got my ID, and I know my social security number.
Maybe some extra pants
I've never
or something?
In my life been asked to, like, show my social security card for anything. So I don't know why people need to grab that. But
How about, like, pants? You need, like, pants and shoes, maybe? You toss those in? Because you're going to want to change your clothes if you're gone for a few days.
Boy, that's the thing.
So pants.
Right? Remember, you got 5 minutes.
Medications would probably be, is that on the list? Yeah, number four. Some meds.
Again, I can get a refill, so I'm not worried about
your
that.
Your Prilosec or whatever. some water, that made the list. Okay, that's good.
That's a good one.
You know what's
the funniest thing on this list is that there's 10% of people, this just made me LOL. There's 10% of people who said one of the first things they would grab is their gaming console. So I'm trying to think, you know.
I got to play Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah, if it's some sort of catastrophe, that's one of what you want to make sure you've got. There may not even be electricity after a catastrophe.
Right, but those things aren't cheap. Like, PlayStation just released another one. It was like $700. So I could see that. So
well, maybe I need to look at it that way. I mean, I need to look at, you know, like, what's the most expensive thing in
that
my house?
Or like, I mean, this is all very obvious stuff. Laptop, shoes, water, food or snacks made the list. So if you want to grab, you know, some Hot Pockets and Doritos, you know, that now's your time. What are the more like unique off the wall kind of things that you're thinking about at the last minute? You're like, oh my God, I got to run back in and grab.
Yeah.
For me would be a couple of my hoodies that I absolutely love. Couple of my favorite hoodies. Probably the KitchenAid mixer, because that thing was damn expensive. And then maybe some of my antiquities from the 80s.
You're calling them antiquities now? Your He-Man action figures?
My
Shut
antiquities
up with that.
From the 80s. I would grab a few of those that
I
are worth something.
Allowing you to start
nope,
rebranding those
That's
as
what
antiquities.
They are. They're antiquities. So,
oh, for God's
so sake. I think, you know, so some of the silly stuff. Like, what would you do? Like along the lines of my two favorite hoodies. Do you have anything that's
yeah,
like
sure.
kind of unique?
Hoodies, man. Oh, yeah. The
yeah, buddy.
I've got a
it's almost fall.
That I would grab. Yeah. You know, on a somber note, I would grab the American flag that was on my dad's.
That's a good one.
At his
that's
funeral.
A great
and,
one.
You know, I've got it in that, you know, that triangle display case thing. I would grab that. And I also have framed, hanging in my home studio, the actual first record that I ever played on the radio. I have that actual record and it's framed. I might grab that. Boy, I don't know, man. You had me at hoodies. I was like, yeah, you know,
there's a couple, man. I've already been like looking at them. I was like, where's that colder weather? Let's go. Let's go.
So now it's your turn. We want to know, you've got 5 minutes. Again, we're leaving out family and pets. What do you got besides that? And maybe the things that are a little bit unique and unusual that in 5 minutes you would make sure that you had.
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know, another thing, Jared, that this, you know, us just talking about this is going to make some people aware, holy crap, I'm not prepared at all.
Well, absolutely, yeah. You might want to have a game plan, you guys. Kathleen wrote in and said, boys, I would immediately grab my favorite bra.
Perfect.
When you find one that fits, that you love, run and grab it. I'll give you one more. Jessica says, I'm grabbing my cooling pillow off my bed. I'm like Jer. I'm a hot sleeper, and I got to stay cool at the Red Cross Center.
That's
so a cooling pillow.
That's nice. Amber, good morning. Welcome to the show. Have you thought about this already?
Oh, yeah, because I'm from Florida, so hurricane capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had to just be able to grab and go. The two things, besides all, you know, the important documents and whatever, is grandma's pearls and then a Chawara antelope headdress that my grandfather brought back.
Whoa,
from Mali in West Africa.
That's fantastic.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like the prize centerpiece in our household.
So a headdress and some pearls.
I'm thinking about grandma's pearls so you can clutch them when, you know, when you're anxious.
Oh
yeah, it's in the South. We like to clutch our pearls.
Amber, you're the best. Thank you for being on the show. That's a good way to start. Who's next? Jennifer. Jennifer, have you thought this out?
Yeah, good morning, boys. So I'm not an end-of-the-world preparer, but I would maybe have kind of like a go bag where it has a couple, you know, sets of clothes and maybe some my hard drive and some important documents in there.
Would you put snacks in there, too?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of snacks would you put in there?
You know, I love Reese's Pieces. And, you know, maybe things like beef.
Jennifer, no, we got to let you go. We got to let you go. We got to end this call. We got to end the call because she said Reese's Pieces.
It's kind of a rule on the show with Jeremy. He will not allow anyone to say that.
Reese's Pieces, Jennifer. Have a good day.
You know, she said something about the car, whatever. Quickly, before we go to Jordan, Diane, and Courtney, I want to quickly point out Melissa, who's listening at Morrison, said car keys, if the world is ending, gotta flee. And I want to talk about that just really quickly before we go to these other calls, because every apocalyptic show you ever see, what's the one scene that they always show? It's always the cars just stopped, bunched together on the highway.
Nobody's going anywhere.
You'd almost be better off if you just had a horse and you could just, you know, flee cross country on the back of your
horse. That would be much better.
Because the highways are jammed and clogged and not moving, and that's where you find all the bodies, is in all those cars.
Yeah, don't get in your car. Get on a horse.
Hey, I've watched Walking Dead. I know what the highways look like.
They're a disaster. Nobody's getting through.
Here's Jordan. Jordan, what do you want to say about this?
Good morning. I would grab my baby blanket.
Oh, cute.
Okay. It lives under my pillow. I think it would be a really easy grab. Like, I'm 26.
It totally would.
Still in great condition. It would be an absolute first grab.
It's comforting. It would bring you happiness.
That's
and
sweet.
It's really old at this point. Really old.
You know what you should do? Because you've got our number now. When we're done with this call, text us a photo of your baby blanket. We want to see it, okay?
I will do that.
Make sure you're cuddling with it, too. Make it a selfie.
Jordan, you're the best. Thank you for being on.
Another Jennifer texted in and said, boys, I would scoop up all my house plants. They got to live too.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that takes up a lot of room in your vehicle or whatever.
I love my plants,
but I'm like, I think I'm going to replace
Sorry, Fern. I'm out of here.
You know, along with Jordan's baby blanket, Brittany said, I would have to grab my knitting needles and my sewing stuff, which actually is a really good idea because then if you got no power, you could knit a sweater.
Yeah, your pants get dirty, you're knitting pants.
Here's Diane. Diane, what are you going to add to this list?
Good morning. So my boyfriend lives up in the mountains, and he taught me for the fire, that you just grab your laundry hampers because it has all your favorite clothes in it. It's a complete weak set of clothing.
You know what? What a brilliant idea! I've never heard that.
Never thought of that before.
Grab your hamper.
And you know they're clothes that you like.
Right.
And you're going to be stinky anyway after a couple days, so just throw on the old clothes. That's so wise.
This is just your boy. You got to marry this guy because he's got a head on his shoulders.
Smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not getting married again.
Oh, never mind.
Fair enough.
Pull that scam off.
We said, Diane, go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Diana said, boys, I'm a cheesehead. I have some very expensive cheeses in my fridge. I'm grabbing a cooler and all my cheese.
Go, Pat, go.
Go, string cheese.
Here's Courtney. Courtney, what are you taking?
Good morning, boys. So my fiance and I have been holding on to every movie ticket stub and every like sporting event ticket that we've ever gone to together since we started dating 10 years ago. And it's all in like a picture album scrapbook type thing. So that 100%
is the
first thing I would go for.
That's so damn cute. That's so
sweet.
Cute.
I can't stand it. What's the first ticket stub in there? Do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember. It was so long ago. I can look in there and
send us a picture of that.
Send a picture, though.
What's the latest ticket in there? What's the current one?
Oh, we just went to Beetlejuice over the weekend.
There you go.
So you've been so every single movie, concert, everything you've gone to, you've kept the documentation.
That's just
there's a couple that you know we purchased online, so I don't have the actual stub, but we try to actually go in so that we have something to remember it.
Well, I'll tell you what you should do moving forward. When you buy something online, I mean, you get something on your phone, so take a screenshot of it on your phone and then print that out and then put that in your scrapbook.
So true. Yes, I will do that.
Do that.
That's adorable.
Courtney, we love your call. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
And then you got people like Rachel. She says, we had to evacuate for the Marshall Fire. We've got several of our listeners who have been evacuated in these wildfires. She said, we had 5 minutes to grab what we deemed irreplaceable. You're going to love this. She said, so I ran and took my personally signed photo of Alex Trebek off the wall. Completely
priceless.
Irreplaceable.
Priceless.
I mean, really?
Priceless.
That's perfect. I would grab that, too.
May he rest.
I mean, if I had something signed like, you know, one of the Beatles or something like that, hell yeah, I'm going to grab that.
Priceless. I don't know about this one. My wife's a big puzzle person, and Dom, I know you're a puzzle person. Matt says, I would grab my unfinished puzzle that I have set up in my family room. It's bad luck if you don't finish a puzzle.
It is?
I've heard that before.
I've got a couple of them, the boxes stacked up ready to go for when my son and daughter-in-law show up for vacation here pretty soon.
You guys are going to tear it up.
That's how we party.
Watch out now.
at Casa Testa, we do puzzles, so I feel you. So many notes that have come in, text messages. We're going to try to reply to as many as we can. A few people, like Miranda, have mentioned the sentimental Christmas ornaments that are not replaceable.
That's a good one, yeah.
You know, anyway, just something to think about. This is one of those segments that, as much as we're doing it all in fun, I think this segment will be helpful for some people too, like me, because I'm not really prepared. And I think this is going to help, you know, a certain percentage of our audience get a to-go box ready to go.
Yeah, and if your spouse is nagging you about all the laundry that's getting built up there in the hamper, be like, whoa. I'm just prepared for an emergency. Thank you very much.
See?
Flip them the bird and go on with your day.
Yeah. Thank you, Diane's boyfriend. Great idea. Uh-huh. You know, it might be one of those things, like people put lists on their fridge. That might be a good thing just to have tacked up on your fridge, our to-go stuff, because you're not going to keep it all in a box because you're going to be using some of it. But you could have a list of like 10 things on there and your family each like, you do 1 through 3, I'll do 4 through 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You can have your
and then
emergency
practice.
Evac list on the fridge. Another helpful hint from your boys in the morning.